Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and good morning. It's 7:06 on Monday, June 7th. Air phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You know, this is going to be a jam-packed day, so take a deep breath and grab your phones, because I know you're going to be wanting to call. Today, we've got just a number of people. We're going to have Thug Them Off, looks like he's going to be calling in a few minutes. We're having Enjoy Magazine come on after that, and then John Eastman, who's running for Attorney General. We'll have him on for a few minutes, and then Riverge Anselmo and Trish Clark are going to be on in our last segment here to talk about the article in the Friday edition, Thursday or Friday edition of Record Searchlight. It's led to a lot of consternation on some people's parts. And, they, you know, instead of just having the Record Searchlight, just throw it out there and just kind of let it go, we thought we'd give the people that were involved a chance to answer that, or at least say, tell their side of the story without having somebody try to interpret it.
Isn't that nice?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that even if the paper tries to get it right, unless they're there recording it and they're getting everything down, and in some cases people are so, they've had it with the Record search, like for one reason or another. I'm not saying, you know, every incident we've had has been pleasant. Others, though, have said they just refuse to talk to the Record Searchlight. So this way we get people that allow them, without a filter, to talk about what's going on. But you know what? I'm joined today by, you know, the formerly engineer, formerly known as Bad Bob, is Sad Bob today.
I wouldn't put it sad. I would put it uncaffeinated.
That's right. Bob didn't get his coffee today, and so he's slow Bob.
He's slow Bob.
But well, you know what? But that's okay, because that's balanced out by my partner, the effervescent, always ready, always up, Linda Bott.
Always up?
Always up.
Oh, you are so kind. It's Monday. Good morning, if you're just tuning in. Okay, throughout the next 2 hours, we're going to be doing little snippets, because my idol and mentor was born on this day. Let's not forget the ever so wonderful.
Oh, kind darling.
That's right.
Oh,
today, Dean Martin was born.
Let's fly way up to the clouds.
In 1917. The American singer, film actor, and comedian. Oh my gosh, his hits include Memories Are Made of This, That's Amore, Everybody Loves Somebody, Mambo Italiano. We're going to play little snippets as we go through the day and remember quite a legend. And I had the great opportunity of working with this gentleman. I will call him the classiest entertainer I ever was able to work with, and because of working with Dean Martin, I had the great opportunity of working alongside of some of the top names in show business. And so I got to see at a very young age in my early 20s, and then we joined the group again in my late 20s, early 30s. Different personalities, different stars, big names, and this man, who remained the same on stage and off stage, was just, it's like he came off the golf course and walked on stage with a cigarette in one hand and always cracking jokes and consummate entertainer and phenomenal gentleman and class act. And so he's very, very, very much missed.
Well, you know, I've never heard you or any other of your sisters that were in the group there ever say anything but just genuinely nice things about this man.
Meaning Gold Digger Sisters, right? Because we, you know, after you travel and tour on the road like we did, we had a room together, and, you know, when you're backstage, you share things. You just, you know, here, this is broken, take my eyelash, you know, take my mascara, what do you need, let's get out there. And so we were very, very fortunate to be brought together. But anyway, so we'll be remembering him throughout the day.
Well, there's also
Thank God it's a sunny day. It's a sunny day, remembering, Dean. It's currently 65. Today's going to be high 88. Are we happy? It's been
yeah,
so
we are.
Humid.
You know, and something else, too. You know, something else we should also remember from yesterday. Yesterday was June 6th, D-Day, 1944, 66 years ago yesterday. The last act in World War II in Europe began this day, 66 years ago. On approximately 155,000 Allied forces, U.S., French, Canadian, British, landed on the beaches of Normandy. My dad landed that day on Normandy. You know, my father would talk about the war, and he would tell humorous things that happened. He never talked about Normandy. He was a platoon sergeant of a heavy weapons platoon, and not many of his people got across the beach. He would always talk about his pride of his unit. But 66 years ago yesterday, June 6th, D-Day, it happened. And the Axis was coming apart at that point. Let's take a quick break here. Let me go back there one more time. You know, those World War II veterans, we're so proud of them, the greatest generation they built this world, they're passing away from us at a 1,000 a day, I've heard. You know, if you get a chance, when you see them, and you see them at different events, you know, thank them, you know, appreciate them, appreciate that greatest generation. They are our heroes. They should be our heroes. We're looking for heroes. Well, there they are. And there's many more heroes that have come since them, but they saved the world and then rebuilt it. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Shasta.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebaugh here. Phone line's here, 605-4567.
We're queuing up some Dean Martin music for you here because we're celebrating his life.
But you know what? While we're waiting for that, I want to talk about this a Missing in America project. They were heading back east. Three of them were heading back east for an event back there. And Wally, who was riding with the MIAP, as they were passing a bus, a gust of wind hit him. And if you've ever ridden a bike, you know, when a gust of wind hits you, if it's a big gust of wind, it's going to push you over 4 or 5 feet. It did. Pushed him into the shoulder and down Wally went. Torn left ankle, knee ligaments was, leg was in his cast. I think this was in Arizona. Luckily, the bus that he was passing was a tour bus full of French doctors and nurses who took care of him while Frank and the other gang took care of Fred Solanti and the rest of the gang took care of the traffic until the police got there, and then they still took care of traffic while they got Wally out of there. Anyway, Wally was picked up by another rider and drove down there, threw his bike in the back of a trailer, and they brought Wally home. So Wally
French doctors and nurses.
Yeah, French doctors and nurses. Yes.
So were they on a trip?
Yeah, they were on a tour. Anyway, but hey, Wally, we're glad you're back.
Yes.
We're glad you're okay.
So. Hey, you're just tuning in. 65 degrees right now. It's going to be a glorious, gorgeous sunny day. 7:17 in the morning right now. You know, we're talking about the 7th of June. That's today. Mark your calendars. You know, of course, when you're always thinking about writing that check or what is today, June 7th. And remember, Dean Martin, it was his, he was born on this day in 1917. Brought us lots of wonderful, cinematic, joyful performances. And how could we ever forget Martin and Lewis? And later on, great, great times in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but now let's go to the phones here. And we have Doug Lamalfa. Doug, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're doing great, Doug.
Morning, Doug.
Are you about finished?
How are you holding up?
We're just getting started.
I know that people... when we're having our breaks now, our breaks are out to 4 minutes each time because of all the sponsors we have, all the advertising. But I think starting tomorrow, we're going to be dropping our number of minutes for advertisements down at least a minute because the.
Won't that be a relief for your listeners? Huh?
Well, it might be. You know, the thing is that I know that getting 6 phone calls from my best friend Steve Poisoner and Meg Whitman in the gang. Hopefully, that'll end by tonight at some point.
So, what do you think? Well, what's the feel out there for getting this election over with?
I think there's a lot of interest in it. I'm surprised. You know, I have only lived here, 3 years, so I saw the last supervisor's race, and or last city council race, I should say, and it didn't seem like it was this rabid. I guess that's the word. I see our neighbors throwing things at each other, and I was quite surprised about that. I understand, you're running for state senator and now, United States congressman, which seems to be the lowest key race of the whole group. And then you have people running for the Senate race. But even down to the assessor recorder, the district attorney, the auditor, I mean, all of these are getting up tight and saying things.
Yeah, it is getting to be a stronger battle these days. People like positive campaigning, they say, but then they always say that negative campaigning works. So that really puts you in a strange spot as a candidate. So
yeah, it does. And then and if somebody says something, do you have do you answer them in kind and the whole thing? Yeah.
Hey, Doug, where are you going to be Tuesday night?
Tuesday night we're going to be at our ranch there at the main shop, starting about 7 o'clock. And I'll probably show up there a little bit later. We're going to still be walking and working the precincts in the southern part of the district till that point. So I expect I'll be showing up about 9 or 9:30, something like that.
Doug, we have to take a quick break. Can you hang on until we get back? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Government.
She hugged back. Oh, yeah, we're on the phone with Doug LaMalfa.
Welcome.
LaMalfa, another Italiano. And, of course, we have to... we have to embrace the fact that Dean's birthday is today, and he was a great, great man, and quite a humanitarian as well. So, good morning, Doug, and thanks for being with us here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey, we're just doing we're doing a little quick 48-hour tour of a big part of the district here. So we'll be running around Redding for a while this morning, and then down to Anderson and Red Bluff and Chico and Yuba City. So we're in the official pace car of the 4th Senate District, the Blue Torino. Maybe have you seen that before?
No.
So how do you feel about it? You asked us how we felt. How do you feel about it, Doug?
I feel really good about it. The support has been tremendous. Just the word of mouth on the street that people are pretty positive towards what I'm trying to do and what my message is here. And so polling's going good. So we're withstanding all the last minute stuff that's been going on here. So I'm pretty happy with it.
Oh, that's good. What do you think about the state races? Farino, Campbell, DeVore group running. I've seen who's going to run against the boxer.
Well, it looks like, again, it's just all polling done at the state level. But, Chuck DeVore, he was a seatmate of mine for 4 years down there in the assembly. And he's just top-notch in his stance on the issues and his knowledge he would bring from federal and even national defense into that role there. So I've stuck with them through this whole thing, and I just want to hope that there's going to be some kind of a groundswell on election day of people that are really interested in that conservative candidate there. Tom Campbell looks like he's folded up the tent there as far as his advertising, and again, you're just relying on polling and stuff. And Miss Fiorina, I think she's got good things going for her as well, and seems to be the one that's doing the polling here at the end.
She seems to be leading. But we've had all three of them on the show, and
yeah.
Tom Campbell was a very likable person, and he answered every question straight out. But where he's fiscally conservative, he came off as being very socially liberal on social issues. And
yeah, I can't agree with him on that stuff at all. It's just way out there.
Yeah, I'm not. He's gotten an F from the National Rifle Association. He's gotten You know, he's got some things going on there that doesn't, you know, I mean, he's, like I said, again, he seemed like a likable guy. He's got the right idea on immigration, but and fiscally, he's got the right idea. I'm just not sure. How would you compare him to Boxer? He seems like in some ways they're more alike than apart. So.
Oh, I think he'd still be miles ahead of Boxer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it comes down to that, so.
One thing you'd have to think about, and if that was the choice that was to be made, is that if it got down to have 50 or 51 Republican senators, and he would be the 51st, for example, and it takes the gavel out of Harry Reid's hand and puts it into a solid Republican's hand as the president of the Senate, then you got to take it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no, Campbell would be better than Boxer, of course.
But that doesn't look like it's where it's going anyway. Yeah. It looks like,
we think things have been tough up now. Wait till Carly and Barbara go at it. That ought to be really.
Yeah, I hope they don't have too much that old Hewlett-Packard stuff on Carly to totally undercut her. But Boxer, they certainly have a good file on her too. So, you know, it's. There is vulnerability there, especially this year, because poor Fest, you see it all over the country with all the great folks stepping forward in the Tea Party movement and showing up the town halls and being more vocal about what their government is doing to them instead of for them.
Hey, Doug, if you can hang on past this next break, we'll keep you on and then say goodbye to you after
end. We'll sit tight. We're just along, right?
All right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Join us after the news.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat.
I want to just wait till his voice comes in.
Take one fresh hand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It's Monday, June 7th, and it is 7:36 in the morning.
Currently 65 degrees. Today's going to be a high of 88, mostly sunny. We're excited about that tonight, partly cloudy with a low of around 61. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And, of course, we're going to be playing Dean Martin in and out of our breaks because today is his birthday. He was born in 1917, and, of course, we are just doing a little tribute to Dean today.
What a great man. Okay, let's go back to Doug LaMalfa, and we're going to say goodbye to you, Doug, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks a lot for having me on this morning. We're going to get going on our lap of the district here today. So,
what's your last thought you want people to be thinking about today there, Doug?
Last thought? Yeah. Get out to vote.
You know what?
If you have your absentees in hand, you don't want to mail them at this point. You would want to drop them off at the at the clerk's office or bring them to any of the polling precincts that are open. So, and I guess quit answering the phone so you don't have to take any more Meg and Steve calls. Huh?
I didn't realize we were such good buddies, Meg and Steve and I. Okay, hey, Doug, thanks so much, and good luck. Tomorrow.
Best of luck to you.
Best of luck.
Really.
Have a great day, great week, and give us a call tomorrow night.
All right. Doug, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye. You know, Doug Lamoff is a good man. It's a good man. Okay. Our guest.
Our guest this morning is Rhonda Ball, who's managing editor of Enjoy Magazine. Now, one of the special shows that we do the first Monday of the month is a tribute to Enjoy Magazine and what they've covered this month. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Well, so how are things going with Enjoy? Every time the magazine comes out, how do you top the last one? You always do.
You know what? I love the cover on this one. It's two really, really neat people, first of all. And
tell us who they are.
Kimberly and Cleve, and they just got married the end of May, and the issue came out right after their wedding, so it was a pretty special deal for them. So Kimberly owns Kimberly Nicole Boutique downtown, and when I approached her to do this, she said, oh, good, I get my braces off, and can we do it after I get my braces off? So we were really happy that she agreed to do it.
And he is a keyboard player.
Uh-huh, yes.
Among
yes.
other things,
uh-huh.
but
and I don't really know him as well as you know Kimberly, but mm-hmm. I love the cover. It's just totally enjoyable.
Well, you
to
can,
me.
Yeah, exactly, enjoyable and full of love. Which, of course, it's spring and summer, and then mm-hmm. you turn the page and you see this beautiful botanical garden.
Oh yeah,
tribute. Tell us about that.
The tribute to the trees is happening on June 19th at the Dunsmuir Botanical Gardens, and it's featuring the Palo Alto Chamber Orchestra, and it's an event that they've been doing for gosh, how many years? It's something that they've been doing for a while, but I have never been, but it's something that I plan on going to this year.
And that date of the Petal Pushers is actually what you've named it,
uh-huh.
And of course another fabulous photograph.
Yeah, Kara does a great job.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So it's did you say June 19th?
June 19th okay. At the Dunsmuir Botanical Gardens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of your issue this month? What stands out? Because there's always as an editor, you have to think all stories are great, but
mm-hmm.
what just really pops for you this month?
Probably the summer recreation. We have an article on boating safety, which is pretty appropriate, and we have an article on stand-up paddle boarding, which looks like a lot of fun, and people do it. They have lessons. The City of Reading does classes at the pool, but also at Whiskeytown. So
stand-up paddle boarding?
Stand-up paddle boarding.
And have you ever tried it?
No.
Sounds like it might not be that easy.
No, it looks like it would be a good workout.
Talk about coordinating. You've got to have a strong core on that one, Joe
yeah.
Adamson.
Yeah,
you know?
Really. So that looks like a lot of fun to me.
Okay.
And, we try and keep them with the seasons, you know, what's going on in the summer. So we try and have summer stories. We have camping with your family, a story about different places to camp, or it's actually a story about camping with your family and how much fun it could be, and those are the ones.
There is so much in Enjoy Magazine, you know, it's something, you know, you think of the North State and you think, okay, you know, we're a fun place to be and all that, and then when you see Enjoy Magazine, you realize just how much fun, all the things to do there, and what a professional magazine we have here that is extolling the virtues of our area.
Oh, I love that. Okay,
well, it really is. We got to take a break here.
And we'll be right back. We're talking with Wanda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, taking your calls to 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm Leslie Morgan, and that's
how do you face with sunshine?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
That's right. I'm telling you right
KCNR
now.
KCNR 1460.
We're going to be playing Dean In and Out.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's is the place to get your coffee at. The girls there have 30 different blends of coffee, and they can fix it 60 different ways. Not only that, they have the finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. And this Thursday, on June 10th from 6 to 8, they're having a big cigar event right down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. There's Olivia Cigars is going to be there. They're going to have gift bags, drawings, cigars, pizza, all this stuff right down at Tobacco and Brew this Thursday, June 10th from 6 to 8.
You want to go, but you also want to hang your clothes outside when you get home. Phenomenal evening. I'm not kidding. It's a gas.
We did it.
We had a great time. Currently 66 degrees, and you know, like I said, we're playing Dean. It's Dean's birthday today, and Dean was somebody that I was really one of my mentors and an idol, and I got to work with him for 8 wonderful years, and so we will always remember Dean. He was born in 1917 on this day. With us this morning again is Rhonda Ball, and we're talking about the Enjoy Magazine issue for this month, and let's talk about Plumas County. There's a whole tribute to Plumas County.
This is awesome. Carrie and I, starting in January, Carrie and I started doing counties. We went to a county every month, or we've been going to a county every month, and we write about what we liked about it.
Carrie Regan.
Yes.
Great writer.
And we have a blast. We have so much fun, and we try and do a weekend trip, but it doesn't always work that way, so a lot of times we're just scrambling, trying to see everything that we had wanted to see when we looked it up on the internet. So
I thought you were going to tell me sometimes those weekend trips turn into 4 or 5 days.
I wish.
Don't you wish, yeah.
But we went to Plumas County for the June issue, and we absolutely loved Plumas County. It was our favorite by far, so far.
Well, tell us about Plumas County.
We loved Gray Eagle. I don't know if you've ever been there, but
no.
It's just a charming little city and
Got his thumbs up going,
That's two thumbs up from Bob.
Yes, it's. I loved it. We went to Quincy, which was, you know, there's a big art community there as well, and Quincy was great. Greenville was a, we went to a little restaurant in Greenville and met an owner of a restaurant there that was just adorable, and it was one of those places where everybody knows everybody. So we were sitting there eating breakfast, and five or six people came in, and, you know, the owners knew everybody, so it was just kind of like having a nice conversation with your best friend. So so it was just a really fun trip, and Plumas County is beautiful. It's really green, and there was still a lot of snow when we were there. The July issue will have Modoc County, so Carrie and I just got back from our Modoc trip. So
well, so Plumas is how far from here?
Oh, gosh. We drove over 600 miles, but we drove all over the place. It took us about 3 hours, and we landed. Our first stop was Chester, so that's where Lake Almanor is, which mm-hmm. is gorgeous. And probably, yeah, I think about 3.5 hours it took us to get to Chester.
You know, you all are also happy anyway. Have you ever gone someplace that wasn't is everything you thought it
yes.
could be? Or, but you usually find good things, though, right?
There's always something good.
There's always something
always
good.
Something good, yes. Yeah. And, you know, you read about something on the Internet thinking, oh, this is going to be a really great place. And you get there and you go, oh, not so great. So
they got the Feather River Rail Museum as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob's putting up great restaurants. In the issue on page 45, things to know about Plumas County. So
mm-hmm.
you've got a nice map, mm-hmm. which I love. You've got, you know, showing the spots. And I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys are so informational. It's just so cool what you guys do. Okay, and finally, camping, what else? Oh, lavender. It's the month of lavender.
Lavender. And this is a little story about a place, and it's a very small place in Tehama County, and it's their one of their just a charming little place. It's not big. It's not anywhere like the Mount Shasta Lavender Farm or Tuscany or Tuscan Heights. But the writer that wrote the story, she said that it's just one of those neat people, little places, and you can just go get some lavender and dry it and make your crafts. And so it's close to home for those who live in Tehama County. So
great.
Yes, yeah. But there's a lot of great lavender places up here. Lots and lots. And Mount Shasta Lavender Farm is advertising this month, too.
I think this is the first place somebody served us what was it, lavender tea?
Mm-hmm. I had lavender tea yesterday, actually. There was just a little vodka in it. Of course, I didn't know that, but it was sensational, the lavender iced tea. And I have to get a recipe for that because since it is the season. Now, what is this with all the wonderful
antelope?
I feel like I'm looking at a safari picture here.
Every month we do an Enjoy the View, and it's a double-page spread, and it invites photographers to showcase what some of their work is like. This is Frank Cratterfield's photo, and these are pronghorn antelope, which was taken at the Ash Creek Wildlife Refuge. And Frank Cratterfield does a lot of really awesome wildlife photos, and he's had his pictures in here before, and we usually use him. We ask him if we can borrow birding pictures for our birding stories that we do every quarter.
Well, great. Our guest is Rhonda Ball, and we are talking about the Enjoy magazine. I guess everything that's in there. Oh, when you come back, let's talk about the store.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this. Everybody, that's the buzz.
It's coming.
Tell us what's happening here.
Okay.
We're going to be right back. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:56 in the morning. Our phone line 605-4567. And that, of course, was Dean Martinson's birthday. Born this day in 1913.
You know that he passed away on Christmas Day.
He was quite the entertainer. If you go back and you look at a lot of the things he did, it's always he was happy. Hey, our guest today, Rhonda Ball, from Enjoy Magazine, and we're going to talk about the store.
The store is coming. It's coming together. It's painted now, and the floor is in.
Well, tell our listeners what that store does and what it's for.
Okay. It is going to be a store that has regionally made products. So anything that's made in this region can be sold at the store. People need to contact James to get their stuff in there, but you'll be able to have a basket made with products that are all made in this area, and you know, we're thinking soaps and candles, and I mean, there are just tons and tons of things that are made here that will be great in our store. What else? Olive oil. It could be a food product. It could be a local band who has a CD out.
Oh,
so,
cool.
And then we're hoping, we're planning on having a once a month, having a meet and greet. So we'll have somebody who were featured in the magazine that we featured, and people will be able to come into the store and meet the person, and maybe, you know, the products will be there for them to buy, and they'll be able to talk to the person who is the producer of that product.
Well, we asked you last time you were here, what's your projection date? Where are we? What are we looking at here?
We're still hoping the 1st of July. We are having an open house on the 25th. The store won't be up and running by then, but we're inviting people to come and check out our place.
Oh, really? The
25th? That's great.
I'll circle my calendar.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, now, Movies in the Park.
Movies in the Park was rained out on Friday. It was our first one for the year, but unfortunately, we had the rain. But this Friday is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, fun!
Okay, that's one of
yes.
my favorite
I love
movies.
That.
One of my favorite
yeah.
movies, Ferris Bueller's Day
boom,
Off.
Boom,
you know what? Yes. You know, you gotta like a movie where the guy gets away with it. You know,
yeah.
all the way to the end. Yeah.
But it's going to be at Caldwell Park, and it starts at dusk, and it's pretty phenomenal. If you've never been to watch the big old screen get blown up. It takes a few minutes for it to get there, but it's pretty amazing. It's a lot of fun. It reminds me of going to the drive-through when I was a kid, but it's also a way to hang out with your neighbors and meet other members of the community. It's a
and
lot
And these are
of
all
fun.
Family-friendly films, always.
They're always family-friendly. I think PG-13, we might have one or two in there, but it's usually mostly family. You know, we have The Wizard of Oz coming this year. We have American Graffiti.
American Graffiti, as you know, we had two other stars of that were up here.
Yeah.
Well, those are wonderful films. Yeah. Again, like when it's a warm summer and you throw your blanket out and you bring an old-fashioned picnic, to, you know,
so much fun.
Dinner and, you know, some fried chicken and sit there and enjoy, you know, your friends. And I haven't done it yet.
Oh,
and we're going to do it this summer. And in fact, it would be great to just ride the motorcycle there and be able to just throw a blanket out, see a film. How wonderful.
Yeah. Last year we had one event. There was almost 900 people.
Ooh.
So that was
How many people can you hold?
Well, it's at the park.
So you can hold thousands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
like
really
that.
it's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, great. We start a little hot dog concession there.
Pick up your Enjoy magazine for the June edition. Fabulous magazine, Ron. And closing thoughts. We got 1 minute.
Closing thoughts. I'm excited for the July issue. It's we're working on it right now. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff going on in there. And I have to say that the top 10 that people voted on last month was your favorite place to get your hair done. And we received more votes on that poll than anything ever we've ever
Great.
Done. People really are passionate about their hair, I learned.
Our guest has been Ron DeBall from Enjoy Magazine. One of the, you know what a great magazine this is. What, extolling the virtues of the North State. Carl Lindebot,
Thanks, Ron,
on Free Fire Radio. Our guest when we come back will be Reverge and Anselmo and Trish Clark will be talking about what happened what was going on with the newspaper report.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. You know, we archive every one of our shows. Today is June 7th, and it is 8:06 in the morning. I think that gives a lot of information that people need to get started today.
Currently 66 degrees. We have two very special guests in the house. I always like to say in the house. I don't know, maybe that's like old school, in the house. Like Dean Martin would have said, hey, the house is full.
Well, you know, an article in the last week's paper in the Record Searchlight talked about, front page, above the line, talked about a possible, you know, walking close to the line for bribery. And I think that's the word they used. With some of our citizens here, and you know, one of the things that we really want to do is when something comes out and people ask us, hey, you know, okay, can we have our say? We say absolutely. You know, you know, from things are in the paper. There's really no way to rebut it except in the paper, and sometimes what you're trying to say doesn't come across in the paper. Not because they're purposely trying to do anything wrong, but sometimes what you think and what you say doesn't come across there. So we have as our guest today Trish Clark, former supervisor here in Shasta County, and R.C. Anselmo from Anselmo's Vineyard, Seven Hills Land and Ranch Company.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So, you know, good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And did I kind of capture what's happening here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The issue that was in the paper, always, I think, with our newspapers, tells half a story and leads a lot of speculation. So this is a great opportunity to come and kind of set the record straight as to how the whole thing started and what the intent was.
Good. That's what we want to do, is set the record straight. That's what we do here.
You know, we offer our station and our voice to people that we've had Kurt Dagg on. Kent Dagg, who's been on, and you know, when he had the same problem, is that things were said and he just has refused at that point to even try to talk to the Record Searchlight. So, but we gave him a voice here, and so he had an opportunity to talk about what was going on and then answer people who would call him. So Trish, the article in the paper talked about this document that you and RC had put together. Can you tell our listeners what this was?
Certainly. The issue of local elections is, in my mind, one of the biggest things that we should be paying attention to as citizens. And early on, RC and I had some discussions about candidates for upcoming election at the local level. And what it was that we would expect of people and what the philosophies and beliefs that they should have if we were going to support them. People come to RC looking for support in an election. Certainly, a lot of the candidates want my endorsement. Well, I need to know what they stand for, how they believe, and how their principles fit with my principles. So RC and I sat down and came up with a list of things that we'd like to see. Specifically, at the beginning of that, I believe it was about candidates for the Board of Supervisors, because certainly there are some issues that are not being addressed by the board at the present time, in my mind, and I think that they need to be. So we put together a list of things that we wanted people to believe in and recognize that these are issues that certainly are not going to just be good for RC and Trish Clark if the people agree to this. If we have candidates who believe and support these things, that's going to be good for all the voters in Shasta County.
Well, RC, putting together this list, was it self-serving or was it for, in your belief, everybody?
I can only be served as well as anybody else can by having people study the Constitution, employ its codes and laws, answer their constituents directly and personally by phone, to return their phone calls, to provide the services of government in a kindly, helpful, and efficient way, rather than, you know, an obstructing, infuriating way. I've had ads running in the Ridge Rider for months calling for other people to agree with me that we don't want to be treated as the client of government in a way that is either infuriating or not helpful or confusing. And the Board of Supervisors right now are either pretending they're unaware of how torturous it is to do any business with the county, or they're conflicted, or then they really don't care. That's the whole purpose of what I put down. Now, that is not a contract. It is a pledge. They were allowed to break it, but if they have real integrity, they shouldn't. But if you look at that document, the pledge that we asked them to sign, there's no quid pro quo in that. And if anybody thinks that's a thin line that I'm walking, come get me. I'm available. I'm lawyered up right now. You bring a suit to me.
You know, we've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, one of the things that we had talked about before is when people want your support, you need to know where those people are coming from. And how many times have my friends have people told us one thing, and we see them do something else. And I can think we were seeing this on a grand scale at the national level. We got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Make
if you love me as love you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:15 and 30 seconds in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone.
Yes, it's currently 67 degrees, and you're hearing Dean Martin in and out of our breaks because it's his birthday today, June 7th, and just a wonderful mentor of mine, and I had 8 glorious years of working alongside Dean in many different circumstances. So happy birthday to Dean and his memory.
Our guests today are Trish Clark and R.C. Anselmo. And they're here today to... There was an article written that mentioned them prominently in the Orchid Searchlight, and they really didn't have a chance to, without a filter, to relay their thoughts back on this, and this is what we're doing. So we have a question. We have questions. We have people on the line, but we also have questions via the email. We're going to go to one of the emails.
Yes, and we'll get to your email questions, as like Carl said. But this currently came in a question. Did Reverge respond to the newspaper reporter's questions? Question mark. And did he try to tell his side of the story to the paper?
No, I didn't try to do that. There's been a number of articles that involved me in the Record Searchlight, and over time, it's just been too demoralizing to try to respond through that paper. I'm constantly characterized as a movie producer from Los Angeles. I'm neither one of those things. I haven't been involved in a movie in 10 years. I'm not from Los Angeles. In fact, I lived in a hotel down there for 2 years because I refused to be a resident of L.A. I have no connection to the culture of L.A. or the movie culture. I mean, they hated me. We did not like each other. That's not me. That and a lot of, you know, factual omissions are they're always left out about me. Trish talked to the reporter at length and insisted that some of the things that she mentioned should be printed, and of course they weren't. So it's kind of useless for me to try to be represented with an even hand at that paper, so I don't do it.
Okay.
They've also told me, very strangely, a girl at the counter wouldn't take advertising from my company. So I can't even take an ad from your company anyway. So I called her attorney, the paper's attorney. I said, do you realize a girl at the counter just refused to take advertising from us? How would she know that? Why would she say no? And I said, that means there's a memo. Oh, no, there can't be a memo, I assure you. Well, how else could that happen? So, no, I don't have a cozy relationship with a paper that constantly wants to tar me with, I'm wealthy, I'm from L.A., I must be some Hollywood liberal, I must be a developer. I'm none of those things. I must have tried to do something sneaky and underhanded, and the county caught me at it. Not one bit, in no way, is that any of that true. And they shouldn't allegate it.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Daryl.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. You're on KCNR.
I actually have a two-pronged question. One, what's the purpose of the contract or whatever and signing it? And the other is, what's the deal about the two-year clause in there? I don't understand those.
Okay.
Now I can tell you. The two-year clause is that if you are a new candidate or somebody going into public office, I've seen too many times from Washington state level and on down, people get into office and they suddenly become totally unresponsive and ineffective. If you can't take a hold of an office and the responsibilities of it and start making real headway on a number of issues within 2 years, you're no good. Or you're just, you know, you have no wind in your sails or steam in your engine. And so get out of there. Let somebody else go in there who will work.
Okay. All right, but what about the four-year election where you were elected?
Well, that's fine. So be elected for 4 years. But, I mean, if you can't honestly admit in 2 years I'm either being effective or clearly I'm ineffective, resign.
All right, now the contract or whatever that's called.
Yeah, that's
what's
not a contract.
All right. Whatever it is, what's behind the signing of it?
The purpose of it was to see if they philosophically agreed with the things that Reverge and I thought were important for them to be in office in Shasta County. And you know, you act like, I mean, the public acts like the Record Searchlight acted like we were trying to get them to do really bad things. The issues were to return all phone calls, support the Constitution, study the Constitution and know whether or not it is constitutional when you're adopting things. And surprisingly enough, a lot of what local, state, and federal government does not follow the Constitution of the United States, and we don't question that as citizens.
For instance, can I add something on there? I just found out something really pretty shocking. So I'm taking three people who have had this experience with Shasta County down to an attorney on Tuesday afternoon with the copies, the photocopies of their documents and their testimony. Shasta County apparently is working under the policy of if you have an open application permit with the county, they actually say that you have waived all your civil and constitutional rights at that point. Now, that's just clearly absurd and abusive.
Daryl, did that answer your questions?
Well, kind of.
I think from what I understand is that they put down what they believed was just common sense ideas. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The constitutionality of their actions, the effect on private property rights, to clearly make decisions based with good common sense. And before you shoot from the hip and make a decision that impacts a large number of your constituents, go to those constituents and talk to them about it. Get their personal background and history about what that impact is going to be on them, and use that as part of your decision-making process.
So basically you were asking the people who have come to you and ask for your support, I'll support you, but you have to. I need to have you sign this so that we know that we're on the same page.
That we need you to agree with these things that we think are important. Absolutely.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Right. Daryl, thank you so much for your phone call. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Government is out of control.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's right on Athens Avenue. Go on down there. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices, and you know what? They don't style. They cut hair. That's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue.
Our guest today is Trish Clark and Rivera Gensama, who are here shooting straight from the hip to rebuttal that we think smear piece that was in the Record Searchlight on Friday. But anyway, we've got emails coming in and calls. And
phone lines are back.
And that's right. And we've got the first email I'm going to read is RC. What's the status of your lawsuit against Shasta County? And who exactly are you suing and why, for people who don't know the history of your dispute?
All right, so this lawsuit started, the origins of it went back to when I started to get underway to build my ranch and winery. But while doing that, I also acquired a ranch upstream from me, which was going to be developed between 55 and 110 parcels. Now, I'm really not against the development, however, that was exactly the threat on my water source. I'd have maybe 52 horsepower Honda pumps pumping water out of my water supply, so I had to get a hold of that thing. What I did was get it certified organic, and I applied to put it in the Williamson Act, and I was renovating my pastures, clearing brush, adding seed, repairing irrigation. And five agencies of the government decided they were going to try and do a stick-up on me and try and accuse me of environmental violations, of which there were zero, none, of breaking laws, of which I broke none at all. I fought against that for 11 months, 6 hours a day, with a pile of attorneys, and everybody went away except Shasta County. The only hook they had on me up there was they accused me of having not gotten a grading permit for working with a tractor in my pastures. Now, law, clearly, California Right to Farm Act, Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. I don't have to apply for anyone for a permit to plow and to sow. They sent me three letters demanding this. The third one I finally replied to directly. I said, you have no legal basis to ask this of me. I will not pay it. Turn it over to Jerry Benito. Come get me. Well, they didn't. We took a tour up there that was me, Glenn Hawes, Les Baugh, Willie Preston from Doug LaMalfa's office, and my wife and Larry Lees, the CAO, touring this pasture to show Russ Mull that no grading was done, that no harm was done, that really they should not ask me to pay this grading permit. Ross Mull stood there and said, I can see no grading has been done. But look, let me put it this way. If you don't pay me for a grading permit up here, I'll hold up your certificate of occupancy at the winery. Now, he said that in front of everybody. And that's clearly the base of the cause in my complaint, which is called extortion under color of official right. Now, he said that in front of all those witnesses, and Les Baugh is going to be a witness for my side. He told me because he heard that. Now, that's the basis of the case. And I'm asking for no monetary return to me. I just know too many people that this has happened to, and I want that changed.
Well, you know, this is an important part that RC and someone does not want money out of this.
No.
Is that correct? You don't want money from the county and the taxpayers. Is that correct?
Absolutely true.
I don't think people realize that.
Well, I think they should realize it. Now, the status of the court case is that the county has tried to throw this on many motions into the appellate court to just slow it down. Right now, they're just saying, well, if you, Judge, you can't let this appellate thing, you can't do this, otherwise the elected supervisors have no right of free speech.
Okay, we're going to have to revisit this. We're going to come back with our phone callers with your questions as soon as we break for the news. When we come back, Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:35. Our phone lines here, 605-4567. Our guests are Trish Clark, R.C. Anselmo, talking about an article in the newspaper and their answers to it. Let's go to the phones. John.
Good morning, Carl.
Sorry to keep you waiting, John.
Not a problem. Good morning, Carl. Linda.
Good morning.
Bad Bob.
Yeah.
Ms. Clark and Mr. Anselmo. A couple questions, if I may, Mr. Anselmo, regarding the contract that you asked the candidates to sign. Was there an enforcing clause in it?
No. Now, stop that. It was not a contract. I have to explain English to you between a pledge and a contract, come on.
I'll go for pledge. I mean, I'm not trying to argue with you here at all. I know that you also donated to Chris Young without him signing any pledge, so I'm happy with the whole thing. I think the concern of most citizens is that this kind of was presented by the paper as a boss hog type situation.
Boss hog.
I see it differently. I see it as you created a document that kind of outlined what your interests were and what you felt would be fair, a fair way for them to act if they were elected to office and if you were going to support them. I don't have any issue with this.
Oh,
I think
thank
it's
you.
The right way to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I met with all these people. The elected supervisors, other officers and administrators in the county, and look, I'm just, I'm not very impressed by the level of skill or what would you call it, savoir faire of all the, you know, the people working down there. I'm looking for better talent and a lot more, you know, real American integrity in the performance of those duties.
Well, I think that the difference between you and somebody else donating is that you actually put down in writing what you were interested in these people doing properly. And most people do this under the table and without anything up front and in writing.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing that you did.
Yeah, I do this also in Washington at, you know, the senator or congressman level and some other places. But, you know, it's really very sad that once you've actually helped a candidate out, that's the last time they ever clap you on the back. I mean, go and ask them for some help after you've given them some money. Who are you again? Oh, sorry, please, my staffer will get right back to you in a week.
I think it's excellent that you have a document to present saying, isn't this what we talked about ahead of time?
John, does that answer your question? We have the
yes,
lines
it
back
does, up. And thank you for your time.
And thank you so much for your phone call, John.
Have a good time.
Okay, let's go to line two. Charles, you're on KCNR 1460.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One thing is, I'd like to know who so far to date has agreed to take the pledge. Is there a list of those candidates?
Actually, no, there isn't. And this discussion took place with anyone who approached either Reverge or I about our support. The discussion was had. It was not a requirement that they sign it. We wanted them to agree to the terms of it. And as I indicated in the newspaper article, the one that was printed there was an early draft of that document. We recognized early on there were things in it that have referred to members of the Board of Supervisors candidates that, that wouldn't necessarily agree or concur with the, those things that, that someone else in office could do. So it was an it was a here's what we believe in, here's what we want you to do, can you agree to that?
No, Chris Young, for instance, didn't sign it. And I gave him the money anyway just because, you know, well, all right. I'm not really impressed by his unwillingness to sign it, but he's a reasonable candidate. I supported him anyway.
While we're on the phone, let's read something along the lines that's an email. Were other county candidates offered the same deal, or was it limited to Shasta County assessor recorders and district supervisor candidates?
Anyone who approached and for our support for any of the offices was given the same opportunity.
Hey, Charles, thank you so much for your phone call.
One thing before I go okay. is 66 years ago yesterday was the D-Day invasion. I just thought I'd mention that so we can all take a minute to remember.
Well, we talked about that in our last hour, but we were going to talk about it again. But, Charles, thank you. You're absolutely right. You know,
okay.
66 years ago yesterday, D-Day. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to the line four. Jim, you're on KCNR.
Yes, hello. I would like to address that record searchlight complaint because I, too, have felt their political bias in reporting on a story. They'll take an interview with me for a long period of time and then not print any of it. And another complaint I have against the Searchlight is these vicious comments that are allowed. I mean, the comments personally rip people apart.
Oh, you're talking about on Reading.com and the anonymous blogs, is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, this newspaper has been proven to be a left-leaning, biased newspaper. And then the blogs are vicious and personal in their attacks. And personally, I will never buy that paper again.
I just make one comment about that. For those of you who know my history with Shasta County, I have dealt with the media in this community pretty heavily for the last 24 years, 25 years. And been the victim of them printing and twisting what I've had to say on many occasions. So people should be aware that and I've said it repeatedly that you just simply cannot believe what you read in the paper. And if you and my statement throughout my elected time was that if you read something in the paper that doesn't sound exactly right, please pick up the phone and call me and let me clarify that personally.
Okay, Jim, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. This is Carl and DeBaugh. We're going to have to take a quick break.
All right, coming back, we're going to read some more emails, take your calls. Again, our guest is Rivera Gensamo and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Paid for by
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's Carl and DeBaugh. It's 8:45 in the morning, it's 68 degrees. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guests are Trish Clark, R.C. and Selmo. They were talking about the article in the paper. We've had a couple callers that have slammed the record searchlight. And, the thing is that as anybody that listens to our show on a regular basis knows that we support the idea of a community newspaper. We really do. Our any dealings we've had with them have been fine. But then again, we're not politicians, and we're not, you know, I mean, it's just been a couple of times over the space of 3 years. But we have had a number of other questions that have come in, and one, Trish, was to you, was, if this is such a great idea, you know, why didn't you do it earlier?
Well, and as a matter of fact, the bulk of the agreement that we had, the pledge, I did, and in fact, it was reflected on my platform throughout my term in office that I did all of these things. That I've mentioned as the pledge that I would like them to take. The issue of the resource development person reporting to the CAO, as all other department heads do, was something that I worked very diligently on. Unfortunately, it takes 3 votes to accomplish that. The resource development director works at the behest of the Board of Supervisors, unlike any other department head. And when that came to light, in fact, I did try to change that back, but it's going to take 3 members of the board to do that so that he, in fact, can be under the control of the county administrative officer as opposed to, you know, having 3 votes of the board to fire him.
Well, you know, one of the things that that we have had people come up, people call us all the time and say, I wish you could talk about this. I wish, you know, you could talk about this. And we said, well, you come on. And a lot of it is that code enforcement from the county is they are afraid to come on. I mean, they're afraid of our own county government, because if they come on and they say what happened to them from this one division, they are afraid that they will come back to them and shut them down. Literally, if they're having a fundraiser, they'll come back and take away their right to serve food. They'll take away their right to serve candy. They'll do this. I mean, and I mean, this is more than one, my friends. I mean, if it's one person saying this, I would say, okay, that you've had a problem, a personal problem. But I've heard this from numerous people, things that have gone on.
Well, and one of the issues that we put in was to reduce county enforcement activity to the level mandated and paid for by state and federal government. Certainly there is a requirement, because county is an arm of the state.
Yes.
We're not an entity of our own. The county is an arm of the state. And so we have to, in fact, enforce certain regulations. But we don't need to go beyond what their requirement is.
No,
and,
clearly.
And so we need to back off on a lot of those fine-tuned little things that are just made, put in there to make life miserable for people, and enforce what we are required by law to do.
I'm sure there's not a any American in the country today who doesn't feel that he has enough rules to follow already that are sent to him from the federal and state law codes. We don't need lots of new little local ones to make life even more painful.
Well, you know, one of the examples, and though it was here in the city, though I've heard in the same thing in the county, was all of a sudden there's $100,000 worth of fees to open up this food co-op.
Absolutely.
And then they turn around and they go back and they say, oh, well, you know what, we kind of compared this food co-op to an Olive Garden, and that's how much we would charge them. And see, and this is the problem. This is the problem, is that what are they doing? I mean, this makes, of course, the city look like a bunch of idiots. But, you know, the county, can you give us you know, some specifics that you've heard, Trish or RC, about things that the county have done? I mean,
I can give you thousands of pieces of specifics that have happened to me personally. I don't really even need to comment on others, except I'm the go-to ranch now for everybody who encounters these problems. They drop off a letter or an affidavit to me. I'm compiling all this to go into the court with them. I can't wait to get to the deposition stage and have these bureaucrats and administrators answer to all this pain and harm and economic disadvantage that they've caused everybody.
And what the Board of Supervisors can actually do to make that better is establish a policy within the county that the people that work for them have a how can we help you attitude, instead of an attitude that says, God, you know, we can throw everything at you with the kitchen sink and make your life as miserable as possible.
How about this one? Just to remember the fires in 2007. I had fire off my western fence line at 1 mile away, and also up in Shingletown. I wanted to repair a perimeter road that goes around the parcel that my house is situated on. We tried for 4 months to get a grading permit to improve an already existing road. They wouldn't give it. The contractor who was going to do this for me said, you have to provide me the grading permit or I can't proceed. I tried for 4 months to get that form. And he said, look, I'll perform on my contract, but I can't get this. It's too frustrating. I can't get it. You go get it, and I'll perform on the contract. He tried for another 3 months to get that grading permit to improve an already existing road, with just to level it and get the rocks out. He failed. And he dropped off some culverts to me that I had advanced him the money for and gave up and walked away from the job. Now, when the fire was close enough, I just said, oh, forget it. And I put equipment in there to protect my home without a permit. Now, that is a true, legitimate, open issue with me in the county. Now, please send me a letter saying I am in grading permit violation on that road. You're damn right I am, because I'm not waiting 7 months and facing fire from you, you know, to let my house burn while you wait and try and give me one.
Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here in KCNR 1460, RC Anselmo, Trish Clark, talking about a couple of the problems they've had, not only with the Record Searchlight, but with the County Board of Supervisors. Join us after these messages.
Taxpayers are over.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're in our last 4 or 5 minutes of the show.
And today was Dean Martin's birthday.
It was.
He was born 1917, and
passed away on Christmas 1996, I think the date was. But so happy birthday and good memories for Dean Martin,
That's
who is a wonderful mentor in my life.
Our guests today are C. Anselmo and Trish Clark. And we had them on because there was an article written in the Record Searchlight that was a somewhat of a damning article, and they needed, you know, we believe in giving people a voice to be able to rebut to some of these that otherwise they wouldn't have it. And that goes right now because a lot of things have been said about Russ Maul out of the resource director for the county. We are offering him also a microphone to come in here and explain his side of this. I mean, he's there, you know, we've heard this before from other people. For Russ to come on and say, hey, look, you know what? This isn't the way it's being portrayed. So, Russ, you have...
The hell it isn't.
Well, you have this microphone also to state your side of it and say, wait a minute, you know, this is being overblown or whatever it is that you believe, you also have a voice. We're not limiting our radio to any voice.
So did you guys think it was a smear piece?
You know, it was a non-piece, and that was kind of my reaction to the whole thing. Is front page, top of the centerfold should be about something really important and substantial in my mind. And this was when you finished the article, it was like, so what was your point? Why is this important to anything? It was a pledge. You know, any of the candidates that run for office, in fact, you go around and you have interviews with union people, with large landowners, with all these things, and they interview all the candidates to determine who they're going to support. And guaranteed, if you don't answer their questions right, you're not going to support them. Why is it so wrong for private citizens to do their homework? And I would say on a much larger level that if we, the people, do not get back involved with our government, perhaps we deserve the kind of government we have.
Well, you know, and tomorrow...
Beautifully said.
...is Election Day. And I can't tell you how many brave men and women are out in the lines right now preserving your right to vote. And D-Day, 66 years ago, was yesterday. And they, as I said, the beginning act of the final stages of Nazi Germany and the Axis powers, and those people died. Those 155,000 men and women who landed that day on that beach, of all the ones that died and died throughout the war and the wars in our country to preserve our freedoms, we need to take advantage of it. We need to vote, my friends. You need to go out to tomorrow, and if you haven't voted already via the mail-in ballot, you need to go out tomorrow and vote.
Hey, Carl, let me ask you a question. Is it fair to say that if you are a combat veteran of the United States Armed Forces, such as you are and I am, isn't it true that you're after you've served in combat, you're allowed to live anywhere in the United States you want to because you've kind of earned the right to live anywhere within its borders? Am I confused?
Well, I think if you're an American that's here, born here, or legally here, that you have a right to live anywhere
you want.
Well,
just the people who like to call me a carpetbagger, I've lived here for the last 5 years continuously. I don't have another home, and I'm fighting it out right here on this line.
And sometimes people don't realize is that you need to take a stand in that, okay, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. You know what? It doesn't get better. You need to take a stand.
Well, you absolutely do, and I would invite any of the citizens in Shasta County and in the state of California, we need to get back involved. We need to get engaged with our government. We need to hold their feet to the fire that when they take that pledge, when they're elected, to support the Constitution, that in fact they're doing it, and in fact that they know the Constitution and know what they're agreeing to do.
Well, thank you so much, RC and Trish, for being here with us today and telling your side of the story.
Carl and Linda, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be talking election results, of course, my friends, and Mark Beecham will be here tomorrow.
And we're going to show up and vote tomorrow. I like to do it, you know, in the booth and get the little sticker.
Yeah.
I like to go in person and do it.
I value the fact everybody votes one way or the other. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
This is KCNR.
Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Two New Jersey men turned homegrown terrorists.